It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
All right, welcome back. It is KSL's Unrivaled. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell normally with us, of course, on the road tonight because he's got the Utes that he's got to cover down in L.A. tomorrow. So we wish Scott the best. And, of course, while Scott's away, we had to interview one of his buddies. So Ty Detmer, yes, former BYU great Ty Detmer, going to join us on the program right now. Ty, thanks for being with us tonight. First thing I said was Scott is going to be jealous that we have you on the night that he leaves.
Yeah, I'm sorry I missed him.
Now, Scott's always funny because he always talks about how, I mean, you guys played in similar eras, but not, you know, I mean, right around the same time. And he always talks about, hey, I was going to go to BYU. I was going to be a BYU guy. Did you see what Scott was doing up at Utah and go, man, that guy's good?
Yeah, I actually played against him my redshirt freshman year in 88. And then he got hurt for our 89 game. So I told him he owed me about another 150 yards because maybe they would have scored a few more points had he been playing. I could have played the fourth quarter.
So you have the 57-28, and then you have the 70-31 the next year. So that back and forth is always fun. This is a special week for you guys. I know that and this is a cool thing to be able to have you coming back to Lavelle Edwards Stadium and running out the alumni flag for this week against Washington. The throwbacks are going to be in full effect, the white helmets with the old school Y, the old end zones checkered and everything. What did that conversation go like? Who called you and got this rolling and got this thing in the works, Ty?
Tom Homo called me. He had mentioned something last spring that they were going to try to honor some of the award winners from BYU because of the 150th anniversary of college football. So I think it's been in the works for a little while now. And so just happy to be able to come back and spend the weekend with some former teammates. Mo Elwini will be there. And I know known Jason Buck for a long time. So Derwin Gray will be back, another teammate. So it'll be fun to see those guys and share some old memories with them.
Yeah, seeing those former players has got to register some memories, but also probably the first time you've been in the stadium since, you know, 2 years ago. What are you expecting your emotions to be like, Ty, being back in the stadium and the place you played for and coached for?
Yeah, it's a special place. You know, had a great opportunity to go there and coach as well as play, and I'll have my grandson's 11-month-old, so it'll be his first time in the stadium. Oh, he won't remember a bit of it, but it'll be neat to get a few pictures with him and my daughter and son-in-law and another opportunity just to, you know, share some old memories and great experiences that I had there.
Ty Detmer joining us here on KSL's Unrivaled, former BYU quarterback and offensive coordinator. What's the relationship now like? Have you talked with Kalani Sitake this season at all or last season? I mean, what kind of a relationship do you have with Coach still?
We share texts, you know, from time to time. So, you know, I still root for those guys and pull for them and hope nothing but the best for them and the program. You know, you get pretty close with guys when you're working together every day, you know, for a couple years. And so still a good relationship, and I know it's a busy time for him during the season, so I'll just shoot a text here or there and vice versa from him. So looking forward to seeing those guys, seeing the players, you know, some of them we recruited and have a chance to, you know, see them now that they're off of missions and catch up with some of them a little bit. So it'll be a neat experience just to be able to go in and see everybody and share some good times with them.
Yeah, BYU right now, Ty, is 2-1 and coming off two thrilling victories the past 2 weeks. And they're led by a quarterback in Zach Wilson who really, I think, has kind of captivated the minds and excitement of BYU fans everywhere. What are your thoughts on Zach Wilson's play through the first 3 weeks of this season?
Well, he's played well. You know, one thing that Zach brings to the table is he makes plays with his legs and is able to extend plays and at times, you know, take off and get a first down on his own. So he, you know, kind of takes a little bit of pressure off of the coaches where you don't have to call the right play every time because he's been able to show that he can make plays. I felt like people were maybe putting too high of expectations on going into the season after the finish he had last season. And then he missed spring ball rehabbing an injury. So it's taken him, you know, I feel like he's gotten better each week and more comfortable in the game. And so I think you're starting to see that experience he had last year now start to come forth with the way he's playing at this high level at this point in the season. So I think, you know, he'll continue to improve as the year goes on and continue to do big things.
Ty, one of the things that Scott always says, and I think the guys who are former players that have played for a long time or spent a lot of time in the league, they go, I watch a game differently. I don't actually – Scott says he doesn't enjoy himself watching football games because he gets too analytical. But if you were to analyze Zach Wilson, what would you say to him, you know, if you kind of could give him some tips as a guy who has been in that pocket down in Provo before?
Probably just be careful taking too many shots down the field as far as when he takes off and runs. He takes a big hit from time to time, and some of that you can't avoid because you're trying to get a first down. Maybe it's 3rd and 8, and you get to the marker, and you gotta try to get it. But he's done a good job of avoiding. I thought last week he took a couple hits that maybe could have avoided and just, you know, protect himself a little bit. But part of that's being young and gung-ho, and you don't want to take that away from people either.
You know, Ty, I've heard you say in the past that you love football even more than your passion for hunting. So I got to think, you know, Ty, you've got that itch to get back in the game of football in some capacity. What's your involvement with the sport right now?
I'm volunteering at a local high school down here in Phoenix area, Gilbert Castile High School. And I say that loosely speaking. They said, well, we can get you a stipend. And I said, well, if you pay me, then I'll feel like I need to be there more. So it's probably better. I just volunteer because then I can come and go as needed. So, you know, if it's 113 out, I usually miss practice and wait for that 105 day. But it's fun to be around, fun to see what other coaches are doing and how they're doing things. And so I just kind of a casual observer most of the time.
Is it weird being out of Texas? I mean, I know that your wife is an Arizona gal, right? And so that's one of those things that drew her back kind of to there. You said, hey, we've done all these years following me around, so we'll go down to Arizona and kind of be with your family. But do you still have the T-14 ranch?
I do, yeah. I've got a hunting season will start first part of November, that first weekend in November, so I'll get to spend a lot of time down there in the coming months, and got some pretty much a full schedule booked for this year. Got quite a few hunters booked and coming in, so I can't wait for November to get here and get to spend a little time down there for a couple months.
You can't squeeze Scott and I in on a little, you know, weekend personal trip there?
Oh yeah, we can squeeze you in. So,
Ty, we saw this list today, and it's very appropriate because we're going to talk about it on the show a little bit later. But ESPN is part of their 150th, you know, celebration, 150th year, 150 years of college football. So they do all these fun lists that are totally irrelevant, but at the same time, they're fun still to talk about. And they've named their, I think, top 150 quarterbacks. Is that
top
what
10?
It is? Top 10.
Top 10.
Wow. Ty Detmer cracks the top 10 at number 9. Is that about where you should be? All time. All
no
time one, in college.
I don't. That's probably a little high.
Oh, come on, Ty.
You know, there's been some great players, and it's always a great debate. You know, it's the area you played in or the system you played in or the people around you. You know, all those things always come into play. And so I'm just happy I had the opportunity to be at BYU. A lot of great things happened for me there because of a lot of great people, and just, you know, thankful that I've found the right fit for me going to college, and things were, you know, couldn't have been better. So that's why, you know, I'm excited to get back for a game next weekend, because there's just, you know, it was the perfect fit for me at the right time, the right place, and the right people. So nothing to complain about.
All right, he's Ty Detmer, BYU great, and according to ESPN, the 9th best quarterback in college of all time. And that's even debatable when you look at the rest of the list. You kind of go, move Ty up a few more spots.
Definitely. So. Tim Tebow number one. Are you kidding me? Ty should
Tebow
be up there.
Tim Tebow number one. I can't believe that. All right, Ty, thanks for hanging out with us. T14ranch.net is the website. And looking forward to seeing you this weekend carrying out the alumni flag.
Thanks, Ty.
Yeah, appreciate it.
All right, we come back. We've got more on KSL's Unrivaled. Riley Nelson, from one quarterback to the next in BYU's history, the current radio analyst of BYU football on the radio. Riley Nelson going to join us, talk about this Washington game. It's the guy who's been reading up about it all week. Stay tuned. News, traffic, and weather right now on KSL's Unrivaled. Stay tuned.
Two years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.